Now it's time for us to go our way and you to go yours, he said. Put your arms around me, Roland, and kiss my cheek in farewell, if you would. And think of my girl as you do, for I'd say goodbye to her if I may. Roland did as he was bid, and in another world, as she dozed aboard a train bound for Fedek, Susanna put a hand to her cheek, for it seemed to her that Daddy Mose had come to her, and put an arm around her, and bid her goodbye. Good luck, good journey. 13. When Roland stepped out of the elevator in the lobby, he wasn't surprised to see a woman in a gray-green pullover and slacks the color of moss standing in front of the garden with a few other quietly respectful folkin. An animal which was not quite a dog sat by her left shoe. Roland crossed to her and touched her elbow. Irene Tassenbaum turned to him, her eyes wide with wonder.
"Do you hear it?" she asked. "It's like the singing we heard in Lovell, only 100 times sweeter."
"I hear it," he said. Then he bent and picked up Oi. He looked into the bumbler's bright gold-ringed eyes as the voices sang. "Friend of Jake," he said, "what message did he give?" Oi tried, but the best he could manage was something that sounded like dandio, a word Roland vaguely remembered from an old drinking song where it rhymed with Adelina says she's randio. Roland put his forehead down against Oi's forehead and closed his eyes. He smelled the bumbler's warm breath, and more, a scent deep in his fur that was the hay into which Jake and Benny Sleitman had taken turns jumping not so long before. In his mind, mingled with the sweet singing of those voices, he heard the voice of Jake Chambers for the last time.